This is Frogman, and you're listening to Verbally Challenged.
Chicago Deep. Just so we did actually get to have some of that at one of the past TF cons. And we ordered that. We were eating in the lobby. Like, yo, mad, super late night. We're in there, like, it's 2-3 in the morning. We're fucking eating deep dish, just bullshitting with our toys and hanging out. But that shit gave everybody, like, mud butt in that morning.
Everybody was fucking shitting their brains out.
Everybody was shitting their brains out after eating that deep dish. But it was decent. I prefer my thin slice, though.
Tonight, Special K.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Here, bro.
Let me put these fucking lights on. Give me two seconds. Lights on.
Yeah, it's
fucking dark in here. How are you, man?
Glad you're finally here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad, man.
Getting tired.
Good. Tired. It's late over there for you guys, right? Getting late.
What time is it?
It's almost 10:30.
It's 10:30.
Yeah, but sure.
Always on the grind, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, what's going on? It's not working. I'm just turning these off.
That's right, man. The aesthetic can wait.
Oh, how's everything with you anyway, dude?
Good, bro. Good. Just got home, you know, not too long ago. Settle down real quick. You know, I walked home, so it's almost like another bout of cardio, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's hot. I gotta like just chill for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I can just cool off.
So
I'm good now. Poured myself a nice drink, you know, just ate some little bit of chicken with a small amount of rice. Hold me down for about an hour and a half or two hours or so, and then I'll eat again.
Yeah. I'm struggling with the appetite this last week. I don't know what it is, but like my appetite has like been through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude.
Same shit.
Yeah,
but you see yours. I get what with yours because you're cutting. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm still cutting too. But it's like, for me, it's like I haven't been able to. Like, my portions have been fairly small. I'll fucking tell you. Like, when we have a cheat meal, him and Jason fucking hover like vultures from my leftovers. But like, the last week is like my appetite. I just want to eat everything. I don't know what's going on. Like,
you come back, man. You're going back from the numbers. That's what everybody's getting used to.
Don't start, man. I'm still in a deficit. Like, but just as less of one. What about you? How are you finding the scales and all this week?
Dude, it's crazy that you said that because I'm like, I said that to a coworker today too. I'm like, yo, I want to eat everything. I'm like, I'm trying to hold myself back because I'm like, trying to get a goal, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Eric, like, all right, like, you know, BotCon's coming up, you know. I was like, I'm gonna be I was like, gonna be 193, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to stay on point. You know, I'm giving myself the occasional like cheat meal, you know, not going overboard or whatever. Like, you know, once a week I'll eat a meal. You know what I'm saying? So you know, like, I feel good, like I'm doing all right, but dude, it was like today, especially after the weekend, we were putting together the rock boxes for the show. And the weekend at Chris's in Maryland, you know what I'm saying? Like, didn't have total control, like, over my diet, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, had a lot of carbs. It was pizza, you know what I'm saying? But in my head, I'm like, you know, like, I'm so dialed in. This is going to be a misstep. But, you know, the scale will go up, you know, 2-3 pounds. And, you know, it'll knock right back down in a couple of days. Yeah. So, haven't weighed myself yet. But I was up when I weighed myself on Monday. I was, I think I was like 196.6 on Friday, and I was 202 flat on my way in Monday. So I was like, oof, that's a big increase. But I know that's not the real number because, you know, I haven't shitted like the way I'm supposed to. I literally like just ate the night before. I'm like, well, listen, I was like, I cheated all weekend. I got home kind of late on Sunday. I was hungry. You know, last time I ate was like around 3 p.m. in Chris's house. It was about 10:30 or so when I got home. So, you know, I got some food and I ate. And you know what I'm saying? So literally all that was still sitting in my stomach. So my weigh-in on Monday almost don't consider real. So I'm going to kind of just, you know, I still recorded it. It's the weight I weighed in at. And I'll just check in on Friday again to kind of see where the real number is at. But the last 2 days I've been killing it with cardio, so I'm like, gotta make up for that slightly gluttonous weekend, you know what I'm saying? So that it's all give and take. That's just what you do, you know.
Well, he'll fucking tell you, man. Anytime you have a cheat meal, what do you go up like 2 kg, 3 kg?
Oh, dude, I go up like 6 kg sometimes, man.
Yeah,
honestly, cheap, but man. It's all water. But like straight away after I finish doing the cardio and everything, it just disappears just like that. Like I don't feel bad about it at all anymore because I know it's just fake weight. You know what I mean? Like it's just
Don't stress about it, man. Like I know you were saying it to me when we were messaging, but like, dude, like I was like, you're dialed in as fuck. Yeah, like you've dropped so much weight. And what's been like a month of you cutting
out? Yeah, so I started like that MyPlate app that Eric put me onto. Like I was like, I'll start really using it at the end of June. I think like my first like full week using it was like I think the last week of June, maybe like June 28th or something. And consistently 2-3 pounds every single week going down, which is what I put in the app. Like the app, it tells you, it's like, how much weight do you want to lose? Like 2 pounds a week. And it's like, yeah, that's excessive. But it says eat these amount of calories. And it's not, I'm not even taking exercise into effect, even though I did put like my lifestyle is active. Mm-hmm. And so it says eat this, you know, and I've just been sticking to that number or like pretty much been under that number and consistently going down 2-3 pounds, you know. It's just sometimes it's weird, right? Because I choose Monday to weigh in, and that, and I always feel like that weigh in is never accurate, because then when I get on the scale the next day, I'm down 2 or 3 pounds and I'm like, that's the real number. You know what I'm saying? So, but the consistency is still there. Like it's consistently at the very least 2 pounds a week. So it's been good, man. People have been telling me that have been seeing me. They're like, yo, I could see it in your face. I could tell like in your body. Because lifting the weights, I guess, like I have a frame, but now that I guess the body fat's going down, it's starting to make sort of like everything show more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got the same thing going that he had then. And then Jason, the new guy in health and fitness had, because like with them, like I've really only been lifting consistently for, was it like a year now?
Yeah, for a year.
Whereas you, 3 or 4 years?
5 years.
5 years. Jason is 4 years. So like with Jason, especially even when you were fat, like last year, like you did, but you could tell you were muscular. You were fat. Like, fat bastard. But there's Jason, what was crazy about Jason is you could always tell he had muscle, and then he went on a cut, and in the space of like 3-4 months, he went from looking normal to like just fucking popping, shredded, like
the veins,
like just because he had the muscle built up, you know what I mean? And like, even when we saw you in person, like you can tell you've the muscle built up, you know what I mean? So, like, you're gonna start popping now, man. Give it a few months, like, abs everywhere, like Eric, man.
I hope so. And that's the thing. Like I'm putting a little bit of extra focus on that. Cause admittedly, I didn't focus on my core as I should have been. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like everything else, of course, you know, we go for our chest, we go for our arms, you know, the legs, we work legs all the time. It was always like just the core exercises I always enjoyed the least. So I kind of, you know, got maybe like a set of, you know, 10 reps, you know, 3 sets of 10. And then call it a day on that and work everything else. And it's definitely shown, because I look at my body and I'm like, everything else looks good as far as like muscle definition. And then it's like my abs aren't there. Like, even though like my body fat is down, I'm like, yo, if I would have been working my ass properly, I would have seen them by now. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because Eric weighs more than me, you know what I'm saying? And he's ish, it's a popping, you know what I'm saying?
You're all right.
Hola. Hi, whoever that was.
Oh, dude, that was gonna happen. Oh,
you gotta have the red light on outside of the door, like recording now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Man. You know, but yeah, dude, it's exciting, it's good, you know, and it feels good to be dialed in, because I felt like before I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna do it, and then I would just slack. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do my workout. I just eat whatever the fuck I want. And like now I'm like, no, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna stay within my calories. And I've really come around to what you keep saying is counting calories is freedom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's freedom. It is. And it's even like if you go, like say you have a night where you're like I've had nights, right, where I've stuck to my calories and I'm fucking starving. And I look at my calories for the next day and I'm like, okay, I look at my calories the next day. I'm like, I'm going to take 200 out of tomorrow and I'm going to have a snack now, because really what your body works on is like weekly calories, right? You know what I mean? You go daily just because that's how you have to go day to day. It's handier to stick to them. But like if you go over, I don't know, 200 one day, it's not that big a deal to take like 100 from the next day and then 100 from the day after that. You know what I mean?
Like there's a little bit of wiggle room there, which is fucking handy. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with people. Like, I'm just hungry. Like, I just want to eat everything. Like, in a way, I haven't. I wonder, is it the lifting? Because I've been lifting a lot more.
Well, I was going to say, dude, when was your last cheat day? You know, or cheat meal?
It wasn't that long ago. It was like last week. Last week's long enough.
You know, it's time for.
Man, it was like Saturday, man. It was like 4 days ago. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, man.
I was going to ask, so, like, what's your solution? Because it's true. I'm feeling the same way. And I'm just kind of, you know what, I have, you know, a little candy bowl on my desk at work that, you know, some people come to my office, they could grab it. Some little Reese's peanut butter cup, like the miniatures, or some little mini Kit Kats. Like, that's my favorite candy, like the little Reese's peanut butter cups. So I'm like, to me, it's a sense of willpower to be like, I'm not going to touch this. But like, if I really want to, like, I'll have one, because what is it, like 40 calories? You know, if I, again, as you said, counting the calories, I'm like, this small little thing out of my whole day when I'm about to fucking go kill a workout, I'm gonna burn this thing right out. Like, it's no big deal. It's all like in moderation. So I always say, if you want to eat anything in particular that you might think is bad, have it, but just have it in moderation. If you feel like you want to go in, dude, if you need to go to fuck in 1 or 2 days, and so what, you set yourself back 2 days? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you competing for something? Like, are you gonna, do you need to have like look a certain way by a certain date? Like, not really. The important thing is just to not totally give in to those old habits. And I think that's a thing that we might have because of where we've all come from, right? Yeah. That we were all heavy. So when I feel like if I give in to that feeling of I'm not gonna work out today and I'm gonna just eat whatever the fuck I want, I have the feeling that is gonna snowball. And then I'm not going to work out and I'm not going to eat, because it's happened before. Yeah. You know, but I, like with you guys, like since it literally, I feel like it's been since you guys have come in, you know what I'm saying? And it's been like a thing, like now where it's like, oh, now like Eric was on point and, you know, and I was pretty much on point, but again, I would kind of just a day here, day there, not really do what I was supposed to do since like meeting you guys a couple of months ago. I feel like, oh, okay. Like all of us are doing the same thing. We're all on this similar journey, right? And we've been fucking pushing each other, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's the push is fucking real, dude. Yeah. That day, it was maybe late last week when you posted that, like, oh, like if I look serious, it's because I am or whatever. My mind was failing me that day. I was ready to fucking give in that day. And then I saw that and I'm like, nope. Gotta go to work, and didn't regret it afterward, which you never fucking do. No. You know what I'm saying? So we're working hard. So our bodies, and we're working at a deficit, if you think about it, working hard and working at a deficit because we're dropping weight. So our bodies, after a little bit of time of that, after, you know, is naturally gonna be like, yo, feed me, like, give me what I want, you know? And it's okay to do it. Just don't let that snowball into like anything long-term. You know what I'm saying? If you need to give yourself a day or two to go in on what you want, go in. But still be mindful, right? Like, still be mindful and not overindulge. But if you want some chocolate or ice cream, or, you know, for me, it's like Chinese food is like my vice, kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, anything, whatever it is, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to go in on, just enjoy it and don't be guilty, because we're never going to go back to fucking what we were doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're never going to go back to how we were before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because we all know each other now. So we're all going to fucking keep each other and pushing each other and motivating each other and to chill for a day or two, or even sometimes you need to give yourself a week off. Like, it's like a cycling thing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go too hard, too long. Your body does need to rest. Sometimes we forget the rest aspect of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people do that every few months in the gym. They'll take like a week off, or they'll do
cardio. Get stronger.
I did that. It was after America, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was after.
I took a couple of days because I had COVID around the same time. It fucking helped me a lot. I'm gonna run. Are we fucking recording now, Jose?
I've been recording. We've been going.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna go get a glass of water.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's a special case. So I'm glad to have you on the show. Welcome to Verbally Challenged.
Finally here, Jose.
Been trying to get you on. So, like, catch the people up, because we've been talking about you on the previous episodes that Andy's been on, and Eric and stuff like that. I know you're like going to school, right? Like, so what exactly like are you studying? Because you're saying like that's taking up a lot of your time, as well as your work and then your fitness training and everything. So catch us up with what you've been up to.
Yes, at the moment I'm literally doing like an 8-week intensive personal trainer course, pretty much. So in the morning, I have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get a 7:55 train. That's an hour train into the city, and then I get the tram service we have, which is like another 40 minutes to get to my 10 o'clock class up in this place called Tala in Dublin, which is our kind of like main capital city sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Then that basically goes from 10 o'clock to around 4:30 in the evening. And then I get that same train back. And then I go into work straight away afterwards. And I do 7 to 11 shift. And I repeat for the next day on a Friday. I do that twice a week. So it's not too bad. It keeps me busy, though. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
It's fun stuff, though, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving keeping busy. It's the first time I ever tried doing something like that in my life as well, and it's making me happy as hell. I'll say that much.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Sometimes, like, if you're not used to a schedule like that, you might be like, oh fuck, this is a lot or whatever. But if you're enjoying the process, then that's good. That's good, man.
It's just a grind set. It's the same as gym. Like, we're just grinding for something, so you're grinding for knowledge. You know, you can use that for anything in life, though. That's what a gym's so great. It teaches you that process of the grind, you know.
Yeah. And you're totally right. You know, I know, like, when I was going to school, which I need to kind of get back on, and like when COVID hit and they started kind of going remote, that's not the environment that I could fucking be in. Like, I get distracted. Like, you see all this shit like around me. I got my toys, I got my movies, my video games. Like, I won't do my fucking homework. Like, if you let me go, you know, to school from home, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to kind of be in the setting. So, but when I was going, I was dialed in. So just like you said, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, fuck, why did I wait so long to go back and do this? This is fun. You know what I'm saying? Trying to just improve like yourself and learn new things and stuff like that. I did a personal training certification about 10, 11 years ago at this point.
You told me that.
Had it for a couple of years and stuff like that. Helped train like some few friends and family, a couple of like other like random clients and stuff like that. But just it was kind of like I didn't enjoy the kind of like the selling aspect of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoyed helping people, but it was sort of like just the selling part of it was a grind I didn't enjoy. So I kind of just let it lapse, and I just enjoyed it. The education, just to kind of teach myself, oh, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. And just learning about the human body and stuff like that. So it was an interesting like process. So that's great to hear that's intense. And once you're done with this, are you going to have like a certification? You'll be able to train people like in a gym setting, get a job in a gym and stuff like that?
Yeah. I'll be able to get a job in a gym. I'll be able to do group instruction work, one-on-one training outside of work and all that crap if I really want to. Just get the extra money, and I can use it anywhere in Europe pretty much, which is definitely handy in case I want to move somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Also, if I'm traveling anywhere, I can like kind of work as I travel too, because you never know who you're going to bump into. Who wants like a program or something, you know what I mean?
Tell them your idea for advertising.
Idea?
Internationally. Come on, this is funny. Come on, man. They'll love this.
I'm literally just going to advertise my personal trainer thing on Tinder. Anybody want to meet up and, you know, do a little workout? I'll do it for €25. No problem, man. It's all good. You know?
So if anyone's in Europe and you see a Kieran, Kieran with hipster glasses,
hipster glasses
and tattoos, man, you know what I mean? You know what way to swipe, like, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you're an edgy woman. If you're an edgy woman, jump. He's in there. I know. No, just to jump in real quick, what you were saying about like the grind of going and getting into it all. One of the things when I started getting into exercising, and I mean, this is like, we're talking 2.5 years ago now. So like when you guys, because I've talked about this, had that hard conversation when we went on holidays and you were like, look, you're fat, like you need to lose. They were just being honest with me. Yeah. I appreciate it. But like one of the biggest things up to that point that had stopped me from doing it myself was like, and I've talked about it on here, but like you look in the mirror and see the work you had ahead of you. And it was just easier to fucking pick up a Transformer or a Marvel Legend, just ignore it and just fucking
just eat some food.
Yeah, just eat food. And I love food. And it's like one of the things that has helped me mentally in staying on this. And like you said, getting to the point where I don't think, listen, man, if I woke up in the morning and I had all my weight back, I still know I'd lose it all over again. You know, I know it now, but it's like one of the things that has helped me get to that point is really just that when you step into the gym, it's you're not just chipping away at something, right? When I'm doing my diet, when I'm doing my weigh-ins, it's such a, for me, a grind, and I still find it a grind. But when you go into the gym, like every single time you do an exercise, push yourself further, harder, whatever it is, like you're literally taking a real physical, tangible step closer to where you want to be. Like if you work out, you are literally each time getting slightly stronger, slightly, and it's the same for cutting, but it's like, because it's not as physical, I don't feel it. And that's how like I prepare. That's what I was talking about when I put that post up, because that day, like I was tired as fuck. That's why I look, I didn't mean to look so grouchy in that photo, but I was like, look, like it's like every single time I fucking do this, no matter how you feel or how your life is going,
you're getting it done.
You're taking a step to where you want to be in your health. You know what I mean?
Man, the more tired you are, the more you get into, man. So you're like, fuck, I'm tired.
The more pre-workout you need.
Drink some coffee, man. Get into it.
Do you take pre-workout? Do you take pre-workout?
No, I take everything. So I drink everything after. I do everything fasted. The only thing I have in the morning is like a coffee and stuff like that. So my fasting schedule is 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's my eating window. And then I stay fasted from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. the next day. Like, you know what I'm saying? So 16 hours I go. But I do break it in the morning. I would say probably like around 8 a.m. I do have like get a coffee with a little bit of milk and sugar. But usually it's right after I've like walked to work, like a nice little 35-minute power walk. So it just, you know, that thing burns right out. It's never been like a detriment, you know, and considering everything I've cut out of my diet that was bad, like I'm like, okay, that's just a small little minimal break. But that's really all I have. And all that really does, the coffee, is stave off my hunger until I can eat, like, which is after 12. But I do work out between like 11 and 12:30. So usually it's 12:30 and after is when I'm getting my first meal of the day. And that what that's been lately has been like my protein shake. And it's I mix my creatine in there as well. Yeah, so I get, you know, like a double shot. I'll drink that first and then I'll eat something solid, usually like about 2:30 or 3 p.m. Whatever it is, something small, whether it's a sandwich or whatever, maybe like a little chicken salad. And then whatever dinner winds up being like right before, you know, 8 o'clock, I might get in another, like around now, like 5:30, another small little snack. And I just keep it like that. That's been kind of like my daily routine. I just keep my portion small, whatever I'm eating. And, I throw it in, like I said, I throw it in that app. To make sure I don't go over the calories and to make sure I don't go over like my macros like either. If usually the only thing I really care about is if I see I'm low in my daily protein content, which usually that's what it is. I'll just drink another protein shake, two scoops, and it's like, boom, 50 grams of protein, one shot. And it'll usually take me to my daily limit. So that's why I feel good, bro, because I feel like I'm dropping the weight without really losing muscle mass, because that's what I'm always kind of scared of. Like I'm lifting pretty decently. I don't go too crazy in the gym as far as like the heavy weight, because I'm trying to avoid injury. But I do push myself to try to get stronger, as you said, because it is tangible. You know what I'm saying? Like you put in that fucking work. I'm like, oh, like this was difficult a couple of weeks ago and now it feels a little easier. I'm starting to feel that now, like on the cardio end. Been doing more cardio, as like Eric suggested. He's like, you know, do your cardio before you hit the weights. So I've been doing, you know, 15 minutes before I get, as almost like a warm up before I start hitting the weights hard. And it's been making a difference. It's been making a fucking difference. And now, like, I could run for like 2 minutes on the treadmill, where before 30 seconds, I'd be like huffing and puffing. You know what I'm saying? Now I could go two and a half, you know what I'm saying, before I have to bring it down and kind of catch my breath. But now when I catch my breath, it, you know, it takes 20 seconds or so. I'm breathing normally. And then, you know, I'll give it another minute and then I'll start jogging again. So like you said, bro, tangible improvements that I'm just personally seeing. I'm not writing any of it down, but just personally from what I see, I'm like, oh, my wind's improving. I'm getting stronger. You know, I know I wasn't hitting this number on the machine last week. Now, you know, I'm banging out my 10. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it feels good, man. Fucking feels good. Yeah, it feels good. And to me, slowly but surely, too, like I always like to say it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, I could always kind of go hard and go heavy and try to like bulk up real quick and maybe eat, you know, extra protein or whatever, like whatever you need to do to kind of bulk up. But I'm just more, I'm more like just like the gradual weight loss. We didn't gain all this shit overnight. We're not going to lose it all overnight. The consistency is the key. It's just to keep our head in the game, stay in the fight. And just every day, we live life one day at a time, right? So just every day, get your workout in. Every day, stay within your calorie limits. And listen, if you want, you know, if you drink a little soda, you know, you have a little cheat thing, you know, like whatever, like it's no big deal, right? Like we're accountable to ourselves, as long as we don't, you know, what do you say, devolve completely into our old bad selves. You know, we're doing good, guys. You know what I'm saying? You could treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? As they say, treat yourself, right? Treat yourself. You know, just don't do it all the time. And, you know,
it's like consistency. Because, like, a big thing I had last year, right? So, like, I started my weight loss, my proper weight. Yeah, you can go ahead and use my Megatron. I have a couple of figures on the desk here, and I just reach for one. And he sits here. He just goes and grabs one without asking.
I got the one that you showed off the other day.
Oh, like, yeah, the Scourge. Yeah, dude, that's a fucking good figure.
It's nice. It's nice.
That's a good fucking figure. Yeah, but, like, one of the things that just, like, I started this whole weight loss thing, like, 2.5 years ago now, right? Really started it. And an issue I ran into last year, because gyms in Ireland were closed till, you know, I think it was like June or July of last year was when they reopened with COVID. And an issue I ran into was I found that I started to stagnate for a while. And the reason was, and I was counting calories and stuff, but my justification was, if I stick to my calories, you know, all week or 5 days of the week, then going a little easier Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is not going to kill me, which is true. Going a little easier is not going to kill you. The difference was I would go a little easier, maybe two of the days, and then basically pig out on the third day.
Okay.
And so the way I would kind of wrap my head around it, what I assumed was the case was like, well, if I'm in a deficit 5 days of the week, there is no way that like 2 days of some bigger eating is really going to make a difference. And it did. It did. I didn't gain any weight, but I did not lose any weight.
You stay stagnant.
Yeah, I stayed stagnant. And it was like, and it's not like you can't have like a cheat meal. You can absolutely have a cheat meal once a week and not, as long as you're not going insane. Like you can get a takeaway, you can have some chocolate, like whatever it is. Like you can go over your calories that one day a week, but it's like you just can't do it in excess. You know, it's consistency. It's like you were talking about, and that's, because I couldn't fucking understand it. Like I didn't know where I was going wrong, but I didn't know really how to count macros properly. I found that how does my plate work exactly? Because I always hear Eric talking about like my Fitness Pal was a fucking game changer for me. Like it was amazing. Yeah.
It works simpler like that. It's kind of like that, like the My Fitness Pal. But to me, I think the interface is like a simpler one. And you don't have to pay for it. I know for some of those like more advanced features, you got to pay for on MyFitnessPal.
Yeah, you do.
On this one, there is like you could upgrade. But like what you like the upgrades you get, I personally don't need. It gives you all I care about, honestly, is just the calorie tracking and the macros, which is something that like I was like, I need to learn about this because I was like, if I could learn about my macros and eat within my macros properly, I knew that would be a game changer. And I think that's also why the app has been helping. So it's easy, dude. You just log your food. It gives you the barcode scanner. If it doesn't scan whatever you're trying to scan, you could always just input the thing yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then once you do, it's saved. If you eat a lot of the same things, similar things or whatever, once you log it once, it's always there for you to easily add whenever you need to for your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as you add it, it's going to add the calories, but then it takes all the other ingredients into account. And then you'll see your bar, your macro bars of the protein, the fat, the carbs, and everything you add, you're going to see your bars go up. You know what I'm saying? On each one. And based off the settings you put, it's going to ask you your height, your age, your current weight, and then what your goals are. So it's like, what do you want to do? You're trying to lose weight or whatever, which is what I put. And I put 2 pounds a week and then it gives you just your recommended daily calories. And then you just got to make sure you input it every day. Like that's the work of it, is just making sure that you log it. But once you do, like it accounts everything. It's going to give you This is how many calories you consumed. This is what you have left in the day. You could kind of connect like a Google Fit or like maybe like a certain other watches to it that it's going to maybe take into account the steps you take. And then it'll always, of course, as you burn calories, it says you could eat a little bit more, right? But I don't. I just make sure I stay at the deficit.
Yeah, and, same. I don't do that either.
Yeah. I don't eat extra saying, hey, you burn fucking 3,500 calories. So that means you could eat an extra 1,000 calories. I'm like, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay within my limit. But what's really cool to see is those macro bars. Because, I've been eating, like, I'll eat steak, right? I'll eat some steak and, and whatever else, like the steak is kind of fatty, like it's maybe like an 80-20, you know what I'm saying, you know, between like protein fat. So I notice when I put the steak in there and I'm putting in the amounts, the fat bar kind of goes up, you know what I'm saying? But once I see that, I'm like, okay, I gotta leave anything that has high in fat, leave that alone, stick with the protein, stick with carbs. You know what I'm saying? And dude, just seeing that visual, I could just see it. I'm like, oh, I try to just stay and make sure that the bars don't fill up all the way unless it's the protein bar, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. It's been working. Like I always hated to log the food, but once I started doing it, like I don't eat extravagant. I eat the same shit, you know, from week to week. So for me, it's easy. It's like, bing, 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 there's my breakfast. Bing, 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 there's my lunch. Bing, bing, there's dinner. And if I'm at 22, 23 a day, dude, I've been probably like at 17, 18. And I just make sure my protein is up. You know, I keep my protein up. Yeah.
So you'd only have like 17 or 1800 some days then?
Yeah. And I think that's why I feel the way I feel, like the way you said earlier, like I want to eat everything. Like I feel that way. It's because after a while, like of us doing what we're doing and stay dialed in, it's like, you want to relax. Like, I almost feel like I'm at that point. But then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, fuck, BotCon's in 2 weeks, dude. That was the goal. So, like, just go till BotCon. So I'm like, why am I going to give up when I'm like right at the finish line? Like, don't give up yet. You know, but I feel it, right? It's the mind fuck, bro. That's the old us. That's the old us in our heads trying to be like, oh, like they say, the devil, right? You got the angel and the devil on your shoulder. And that's the devil, like, yo, eat. Eat, motherfucker. Right. Just eat whatever you want. Don't, you know, you don't have to be fit. Don't worry about working out. Just make yourself happy. You know what I'm saying? And then I got the angel like, nah, dude, you've been doing good. You know, stay in the fight. You know, like I keep trying to post and inspire other people. Like, stay in the fight, guys. Stay in the fight. You got to tell that to yourself. That's for yourself, too. You know what I'm saying? You got to hype yourself up. But like I said, you know, if you want a fucking cheat meal, eat it. But that's the important thing. And Gary, I mean, he's not that active really in the health and wellness group. But he's this dude's fit as hell. And he's always dialed in like 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just his life. You know what I'm saying? And he says that. He's like, don't fucking have a cheat day or whatever. Like, don't go crazy all day because you can destroy a week of working out and a week of being on point in just one day if you're just like being super gluttonous, you know what I'm saying? That's why I felt like a little bit like that this weekend. I was like, you know, I got to Chris's Friday, we had a nice dinner, we went out, had a nice dinner. Then, you know, Saturday it was like the pizza and shit, and you know, Kelly made these like rolls, like these cinnamon rolls, like that was breakfast. I only had one or whatever. Like, it's not like I ate like five of them, because like pastries I'm not like that crazy about or whatever. But then, you know, like the pizza we had, I fucking had like maybe like six or seven slices. I was like, I almost ate a pie by myself, basically.
The only thing is, like, dude, I mean, what if you're, I mean, I know you've been having your cheat meal once a week, but if that's the first time you've really in any way, like we'll say, peaked out in what, you know, however long since you've been in a club, that's not going to do you really any harm. Cause like, I mean, realistically, like, look, we have our cheat meals once a week, and then we might go a little longer sometimes if we're like cutting or there's something coming up. But then if we, like, say me and him and Jason, he's the other guy in the group, like if we go on a weekend away or we go down to see our mate Jack and Nimrick, for like two days we'll basically take it off, you know what I mean? And like we do this like maybe every 2 months, maybe.
I'd say a month.
There's no way it's every month. If it was every fucking month, that'd be good.
Month and a half.
Month and a half. I'd say month and a half. It's definitely not every month for me. It's about every month and a half. Maybe every 6-7 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd say like 7, but it's not
that
long.
Yeah.
This is fucking beside the point. Yeah. Every not a significant amount of time, right?
Yeah.
But like realistically, like because I was very nervous eventually being easier for 2 days, you know, and enjoying myself because I was like, fuck, I'm gonna fuck, like I'm paranoid as fuck about this, but like I've checked the scales. It really doesn't make much of an impact.
Oh man, I'm gonna get fat.
Do you remember the better?
Yeah, you got K there keeping you on point, bro. You can't ever fucking fuck that up.
Yeah, the Ben and Jerry's, when we were in America, right, when we met you guys stateside, I had been, so that was May, and I had been cutting since January, and that was like the first real significant break I had given myself. I had even basically, and I did not have to do this, you can have a cheat meal once a week, but I basically, you did the same, we basically cut cheat meals for
I did mine for 8 months.
And the reason I did it because he did it, but you did it because you were like, go hard or go home. But it was like, you don't have to do that, but it was like, for me it was like I had a comfort relationship with food.
Yeah.
And then for you, why did you do it?
Dude, I did it because the same reason. Plus, I just like hate myself, man. I was like, fuck this shit, man. I deserve this. I'm going for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be hungry for something else. Yeah. Fuck the food.
Yeah. But so when we went to America, it was the first significant break I'd had. And so he was like, I'm pigging the fuck out. And I did. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed myself. But I would like try, I would kind of do what you do, right? Like I was kind of trying to limit, like I won't have 5 of Laura's crab cakes, whatever it was. I'll have 2. Stuff like that. But like I remember when we got Ben and Jerry's, right? I fucking love Ben and Jerry's. I've talked about it on here before. I love Ben and Jerry's, right? And this is the first Ben and Jerry's I'd had in a long, long fucking time.
Yeah.
We went to the freezer, right? We got 2 Ben and Jerry's each. We're there for 5 days. We're gonna have 2 tubs each, right? It's a lot. But like I said, this is America. This was like a big holiday. This is the first thing. And I remember you ate yours, no bother.
Oh, yeah.
When I had my first one, and when it came to the second one, this is like 3 or 4 days later, I remember looking at the tub, and I was just like, I can't. I'm going to get fat, man. I can't do it. And I gave half it to him.
You gave half to me, and I loved it.
Yeah, he loved it.
Piggy in America, man. Yeah. I ate it.
I should have ate the fucking thing. I wouldn't have made any difference.
It, dude, you should have ate it. Yeah. You know,
so it's a weird flavor you can't get over here as well. So, yeah.
I'm really love the chocolate. Like, I'm like at the chocolate fudge, like Ben and Jerry. So what's cool, though, is that the bodega around the corner from me over here, they sell like the mini
the
one. So it's not like the regular pint or whatever. It's like a tiny one, and it's only like, I think the whole thing's 240 calories. So I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, damn, that's a nice size just to, if you wanted that once a week treat, you know what I'm saying? Work it into your calories, because counting calories is freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're essentially going to be empty, right? But I'll sacrifice 240 calories out of my 2,300 calorie a day diet. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I really losing out on there? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, not much.
Yeah.
And dude, like you said, like it in the long run, it really doesn't matter, right? As long as we stay on point with your workouts, do whatever, whatever damage, you know, having a nice weekend or whatever does, it'll be fine in 2 or 3 days. You know what I'm saying? It's without question. What you guys did was perfect. Like, coming, you know, a trip like that, when you guys work so hard, you know what I'm saying? You guys deserve to just go in. Like, that's almost like what a vacation is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even still in your head, you're like, no. Can't have too much of this. But you know, again, that's from the want of, right, of like just trying to stay on point and moving our lives forward and just trying to be better people, man. It's a fight for all of us. I'm sure we all came from like this, where this is not like just a natural part of our lives. Like, I feel like we all have to work at this, right? Like, we have to push ourselves to the gym. We have to push ourselves to make sure we eat properly. It's not just a thing like that just comes naturally. I'm like, it's an everyday battle, man. It's an everyday battle. But I'm looking at it from the point, like, I'm 42 years old. I know you guys, you know, a little younger, but I'm 42. And, I'm like, man, I did whatever the fuck I wanted for most of my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now's the time to like do the work, right? Like, cause you know, like you said, you know, how easy it is to pick up our toys and play with them, or pick up a controller and play a video game, right? It's almost like that's what everybody's doing. The hard thing is to do what we're doing which is to put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the reason why mostly everybody doesn't do it, because it's fucking work, you know, but it's rewarding, right? When you put in the work, you see you're building your body, you're training, you're getting better. And that's the fucking reward. The reward is just being physically like better. And then fucking looking good is just like such a great fucking side effect. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? We're fucking, it's great.
That was a good thing for me. Like this past week is like I went to the gym with my brother, right? Or not the gym. I went to the beach with my brother, and he's younger than me. He's 2 years younger than me. I'm just 24. He's 22, and for like as long as I can basically remember, I was the lazy one. He was the active one. That's how it's been. He has been athletic as fuck since he was like 8, right? Yeah. He did boxing for years. He boxed professionally. He boxed internationally. And then like he's just always been sporty. And then he got crazy into the gym when he was like 15, maybe. Like he's in fucking great shape. Like, and it's just his consistency and his dedication. But like it was always like in the back of my head, like I was always aware of the fact like he's essentially like physically, definitely, he was always ahead of me, right? And like a big thing for me since I was like a teenager is I hated going to the beach. I fucking hated going to the beach. And it really, I actually believed it was, you know, it was the sand and the heat, but it wasn't really any of that. I really realized this the last year. It was really just, I was so uncomfortable in myself. Like I didn't want to go in a t-shirt, God forbid fucking shirtless. I didn't want to go swimming because I was just so self-conscious, and I knew, and if you're comfortable doing those things, fair enough. But it's like, for me, I was like, I knew when I could be better, I didn't feel right doing it. And like I said, I've been gymming this last year, and then, you know, obviously cutting since January, and like the last thing when I went away, and I went to the beach with him, and I was walking around shirtless. Don't get me wrong, I have plenty to fucking go. I have no abs, nothing like that. But like I was, I knew I didn't look like a fat guy. Do you know what I mean? Like I looked like I felt like if I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh yeah, that goes to the gym. Like, and it was like, and it's not like, you can say it's vain or whatever, but for me it was a big thing because I just felt like, just feeling comfortable doing it was like a huge thing. Cause I honestly, like 3 years ago, and I honestly believed that there were like, I could reach old age and never have been confident myself, genuinely. No, but I mean it. I actually,
that would hurt, man.
Yeah, I actually believed it as well. Yeah. So it's not about vain. It's not about walking around being like, oh man, I go to gym. Like, it's not that. I'm like, I've plenty of fucking work to do, right? Like you're talking about getting abs and shit, dude. I'm way off from that. Do you know what I mean? But it's like just getting to the point where I feel like I look decently athletic or I look healthy, and
you're comfortable walking.
Yeah, around, being reasonably. And I say that like, dude, I have my shorts, you know, high up because like I've got loose fucking skin. That's a thing I've been contending with the last few months, is that since cutting and losing, but I've completely lost my belly, really. I just have a little bit of hip fat left, but like I've got a lot of loose skin, you know, unfortunately, because I had a big gut.
Yeah,
my gut used to stick out under my t-shirt, like, and now that it's gone, I've got a lot of excess skin. I've got a lot of fucking stretch marks as well. Stretch marks, whatever, but like, yeah, the skin is not pretty. So I wear my shorts up high because I don't want that shit fucking around. But like, look, at the end of the day, I'd sooner have loose skin than have a gut. You know what I mean? And thankfully, that's pretty much the only loose skin I have. I didn't get anywhere else because that's where I carried all my weight as well. I big ass love handles and a big belly. Really?
Yeah, same thing. And like, I don't think I was ever big enough where, like, even though like at one point, you know, 260 pounds, but you know, maybe like my height, or I don't know, like I felt like it was kind of like just mostly in my stomach, always had a gut, but I don't think it was ever to the point where like now, like I still have a pouch, and I feel like that's why my stomach is the hardest thing like to kind of get defined, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm looking at everything else and I'm like, man, what's up with you? Like, you know, and I feel like I am putting in the work on this now, but yeah, it's there, you know. And I feel like even when I'm at such lighter weights, it's like my stomach looks the same. I still look, it's like it's still a gut. I was like, I'm fucking 185 pounds, but I still got a gut. Like, what the fuck?
Not a gut now. Like, I've seen you in person. It's clearly not a gut. I'm not saying it's abs, but it's like, it's not a gut. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, man, you look healthy. There's definitely, like, you don't have a bulging belly or any shit like that. Yeah. You know?
But dude, what you just described is, it's like, it's very similar, like, to me, man. Like, and it just shows that nobody's really like alone and how they feel or whatever. You know, you're on the other side of the world. you know, about half my age or whatever. And I'm like, what you just shared, I'm like, this dude is like me. He's fucking me, like when I was your age, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not to the same extent or whatever, but just very similar in thoughts, how you feel about yourself personally or whatever. Like, that was me too. Like, if I went to the beach or pool or whatever, I always had a shirt on, a tank top, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was fat, like, as a teenager, and I did eventually lose weight. You know, my cousins came and got me out of the house, and, you know, started running the streets and playing ball and, you know, walking all over the Bronx for fucking, you know, because we're trying to find weed to buy or whatever. And it's like, you know, I lost weight as the years went on. I lost weight or whatever, but I never, like went to the gym and worked out or whatever. Like, you know, like, you guys are like early on that. Like, wasn't doing that till like my late 20s. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys got the jump on that as far as me, as far as getting on your physical fitness. I never did it for any long stretch of time for it to make any kind of difference. If I did once or twice, and it's like, oh, this is hard. I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying? So, and I see E backstage. You know what I'm saying? But dude, very similar, very similar. Like, you feel the way you feel. And there he is. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, I'm late. Just getting out of work.
Veins popping. Right. My veins are popping, man. There we go. That's all we
I try, man. I try.
Yeah.
No, but like what you were saying, real quick, just on that point, like what you said about like we got to jump on the fitness, and like in his case, that's true. But like, like for me, it's like I'm 24 nearly, and like, I've got myself to a stage where even as I'm only 24 years old, I have loose skin. That's something I have to kind of contend with. Like, to be that young and have been that obese is like that fucks with me. It's like, look, it doesn't keep me up at night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm proud of my progress, but like, I'm not proud of that, you know? But that's so why we're here, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, again, so this is like, it's like life and consequences, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that what you're going through and having that like loose skin, and that's, I know how you feel, right? Because like my girl Jessie feels the same way. She's lost over 100 pounds. She's
congrats, Jessie.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she fucking looks phenomenal. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, man, like a picture like that I had posted one time of you know, the grandkids' first birthday. Like, I actually posted like a progress pic, but the pic was from like the child's first birthday. And like a current picture, and she was like, oh my god, like I can't even believe like that was me, like, you know what I'm saying? And dude, she's in a similar situation. I don't want to like put her shit out there, she's in the middle, you know what I'm saying? But she's like, oh, you know, like my stomach, you know, loose skin, I'm thinking about doing this or doing that. Like, there's always solutions at the end of the day if it's really that much of a mind fuck for you. But put that aside, the important thing is that you were in a certain place that you knew you didn't want to be, wasn't the right place to be, you know, health wise or whatever. And you made changes, and now you're in a much better place. You know what I'm saying? Like, now there might still be some physical things you're not going to be completely happy with. Listen, I almost feel like we're never going to be completely happy. I feel like I'll look like fucking Captain America, and I'm going to be like, nah, but wait, you know, there's still something wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think we're ever going to be happy. Like, I feel like with her, sometimes with her, I'm like, yo, bet, like, you fucking, like, from where you came from or whatever, like, yo, like, just stop, chill, be happy, like, be proud, like, you know, you're good, you know. And sometimes it's like, oh, it's not enough. Doesn't matter what you tell a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to kind of be happy within yourself. I've had my ups and downs with that a long time, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even now I still have that. Like, I came from a place I wasn't confident. I was very down on myself. I was an introvert. And not just for the weight. It was the weight. I'm like, oh, my teeth are crooked. I'm like anything. Like, I was like, when I had to get braces, I was like, oh, fucking, I'm not going to get any girls. Like, no girl's going to like me, you know, because I have braces on and whatever. And like every fucking thing that I could think of to put myself down, I said it. I did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I realized, like, no, you can't fucking do that. You gotta lift yourself up. You don't put yourself down. You lift yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even sometimes if you don't feel it, You have to do that because then you're gonna be in a place like where you really don't want to be. And trust me, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, and not to cut you off, but to cut you off, but you know, it's crazy. What helped me with that as well was, and we all know G Money. Well, you guys from Ireland don't necessarily know him, but like G Money, Gary Allen is, you know, one of the most fit guys we know in this collector thing, like period, just in life period. And even he struggled with it. Like he said, like anytime he would eat something, he would feel like the food would just go right to his gut. And if you can look like Gary and still feel that way, it's a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you feel like it's showing up a little bit in your stomach, and that dude has been in competitions, you see him, he's one of the leanest guys. I'm pretty sure if he's not at like sub 5% body fat, he's close to it. You know what I'm saying? So like if he's dealing with it, it is a normal thing to feel that way, but just to that's why community is so important, to be able to pump each other up and to help us, you know, talk out of that and encourage us and like, look, it's a normal thing to feel that way. But just know that you gotta be able to lean on the confidence that you're putting in the work. You know what I mean? And eventually it'll get there. And for what doesn't get there, just know you left it all on the table. That's why you can't give up when you go in the gym. That's why you can't put in half the effort when you go in the gym. That's why when you're walking or doing anything, you gotta give it full effort when it comes down to this weight loss thing, man. Because if you don't, it's easy for that doubt to sit in, or that lack of confidence to set in, because now you know, like, I haven't given it all. So if you see something like that, it's like, okay, I'm messing up. But like, dude, you guys are putting in the work. You may not look like Chris Hemsworth, but you don't look like you did 2 years ago. You don't look like you did a year ago. You know what I'm saying? But to note it, like,
oh, dude, yeah, neither do you. I mean, that video you put up. Sorry, I didn't even cut you off, but like, holy shit, that transformation video you put up the other day, like, I showed that to my brother and everything. Like, dude, that was crazy. Like, just to see the difference in like 2 years, that's insane. That's
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. And it came with it, dude. It came with the same doubts. You know, I dealt with it. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to one of our good friends today, like one of our guys in the collector community. I'm not gonna put his name out there, but we was talking to him today, and he was like, man, you ever have the moments where you feel like everything you're doing the right thing, but it's just not working? Absolutely. You get to a point where you plateau, and like, you know, you bust and tail. You are putting up the calories burn. You are, you know, killing your diet and this, that, and the other, but you're still plateauing because that's a part of the process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, it's easy for you to get to the moments and you feel like, oh man, it's not working. But I'm like, hey, but try on those pants that you couldn't really fit 2 weeks ago, and I guarantee you lost inches. You know, that all that stuff, it plays a part. You may not be losing weight anymore. You may have plateaued, but you may have lost inches. You know what I mean? So like all that stuff, it all counts, and it all is moving towards the common goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes like when you like just bringing up that, like the plateau and stuff, sometimes that's when you need a reset, I feel.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like just give it a you know, a few days, take a few days off, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, go back on it and see what's up, you know, or just try a different approach. You know what I'm saying? Like try to maybe something a little bit different than what you're doing, you know, because again, you know, keep doing the same thing over and over and over. You know, I like to keep shit simple, and I'm cool with that and doing the same things. But, you know, sometimes when you switch it up, it's like you shock your body. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta cycle the rest in like as well, because resting is gonna let your body kind of your body will adjust to that. Oh, okay, I'm not really doing much. You know, you're resting, and then it was like, oh, okay, now you're working it out again. It's gonna initiate a response. You know, so
and resting is not just taking a day or two off from the gym, and that's a part of it. That's important. You know what I mean? To have those rest days, rest those muscles, rest those body parts, so they can actually rebuild and heal. But it's also getting a proper sleep. So if you're only getting 3 hours of sleep, chances are you're not giving your body the proper time to rest, to do its part in rebuilding. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get sleep too.
Yep. Yep, yep. I want to let me turn it around though, because these guys are talking about like cheat meals and stuff like that. Real quick, I was just interested to know, like what do you guys like to indulge in? Like when it is time to like enjoy, like what do you prefer as far as like, oh, okay, this is what I want. This is what I've been looking forward to. Like, you know what I'm saying? What do you lean towards?
Go on, I'll let you go first. Go for it.
I like a sweet chili chicken noodle box, man. That's my jam. Just a big fat bag of chips and Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I love that, man. I work for that shit.
You do.
A chili chicken box. So what is that? Is that like Chinese food? Is it like from a certain thing? It's Chinese food. Okay.
Noodles in it. Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
For me, it depends. It depends on my mood. To be honest with you, it's usually some variation of like a takeout. So, there's this the noodle box place he's talking about. There's this place where we live. They do like the best fucking noodle boxes in the world. Chinese. Like I love like a Singapore noodle box, like that. That and a couple of chicken balls, like that, do me. Or sometimes, you know, another week if I'm not feeling that, like I do love Ben and Jerry's. I love Ben and Jerry's. I could honest to God, if you left me in a fucking like a Ben and Jerry's factory for a month, I could put every bit of weight back on. I guarantee you, if I had to, like, yeah, it's usually kind of one of those. You know what I mean?
Mm.
What about you guys?
What about you, E? What do you like to go in on?
Something fried, or pizza. I mean, hands down, is one of those two things, or even like a like. So I can make a good lean burger at home, but like something like a double cheeseburger with bacon and, you know what I mean, all the fixings and this, that, and the other, like, I know that's way outside my calorie zone, but on a cheat meal, bro, I'm smashing that.
That's the old me. You thought you knew the old me. That's the old me right there.
Facts, man.
Yeah.
But that's it for me, man. Like, and of course, I like a little ice cream too. You know what I mean? Like, but I have that just as a snack during the week anyway, as long as I'm within my calorie zone. So I don't know. That don't bother me much. What about you, Jose?
Yeah, exactly. Yo, count the calories, just freedoms. Yo, same thing, similar, very similar. Like, there's so many things I could eat as a cheat meal. I'm like, you know, but usually it comes down to some like sort of Chinese food. I always call it Old Faithful, some chicken wings, pork fried rice or whatever. Usually I got that with like a wonton soup, because for some reason it's, you know, like to have the wonton soup with
that wonton big banging.
Big ass order of chicken wings and shit like that. And then, or like you said, you know, making a lean burger at home. I've done that. I've actually had that like on nights I've been watching like wrestling, and I'll still go down like in pounds because, again, staying within my calories. But that's being clean about it. You know, of course, I want to go in, like you said, like a nice double fucking bacon cheeseburger, fries, with everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a big ass soda. You know what I'm saying? So that's really good. So yeah, some Chinese, like a really good burger, or like, of course, like pizza. I love a fucking meat lover slice, which is just like everything, bro. They put bacon, they put sausage, they put fucking ground beef, pepperoni, like it's loaded. It's just fucking loaded.
Well, you're in New York, right? Like you're in the home of
the fucking pizza. Dude. Oh, it's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
And pizza, he is, pizza, but he ain't. I still like Chicago. I like Chicago deep dish, man. So, I mean, I get the New Yorkers. They
that's
like
a
that,
pie, bro. A that's a pizza pie,
you know what I mean?
Oh, it's not roboting.
But I like me a good Chicago deep dish.
Oh, he's back.
My bad. I'm always this, that one he's spot. Back.
Chicago deep dish, man.
Chicago deep dish. So we did actually get to have some of that at one of the past TF cons and stuff. We ordered that. We were eating in the lobby, like, yo, mad, super late night. We're fucking in the lobby. It's like we're in there, like it's 2-3 in the morning. We're fucking eating deep dish, just bullshitting with our toys and hanging out. And But that shit gave everybody like mud butt the fucking that morning.
The itis too.
Everybody was fucking shitting their brains out. After, yeah, everybody was shitting their brains out after eating that deep dish. But it was decent.
I prefer
my thin slice though. I prefer my thin crust.
Well, don't ever fucking take it for granted that you guys can actually get good pizza, because the thing about, like, listen, we pizza out the wazoo, it's not that, but we have there's nothing worse, and I've had this happen to me, than you've really worked for a cheap meal, right? And like, I love pizza, like pizza's probably my favorite food, right? And like, I've worked really hard for this, and I've ordered this fucking pizza, and you know, I usually go pepperoni or I go meat, but pepperoni tends to be the thing, like, you know. But like, I get it, and it ends up being not good pizza, and you're like, fuck, wasted the money on it. And usually, if you get delivery, like, I'm not fucking getting it. I'm not sending it back. But it's like, this is it for the week, and it's not nice. That has happened to me once or twice. It is the worst fucking.
That sucks.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Fuck the pizza on the roof. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Is over here, like, we've got loads of, we call them shippers, right? They're all over like UK and Ireland. It's like little chip shops, usually family run, and it's just, you know, bags of chips and fucking pizzas and that kind of thing. And it's like super greasy and super, like, you'll get it in like 4 or 5 minutes after you order it, and you take it away with you in a brown bag. And sometimes it's really fucking good, and sometimes it's absolutely fucking terrible. Like, so just at least you guys know you can get a really good slice when you want it, because it's like, unless you know a good place, it's very hit or miss here.
We definitely take it for granted, because there's tons of spots to get good pizza here. Like, here in the city, like, you know what I'm saying, you ever visit New York or whatever, like, it won't be a problem. Of course, they're like, oh, go, always got to go here, this is the famous, like, pizza spot. But everybody that, like, grows up here is like, no, like, they're usually just spouting that their local mom and pop pizza shop has the best pizza, like, in the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always say that and shit, like, so. But yeah, man, like, I mean, you could kind of get a good slice anywhere. You find a bad slice here, that's like, ah, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? But that sucks, man, because I know, like, that feeling, like, that's why I'm always like, when I know I'm going to go in on a meal, whatever the cheat meal is going to be or whatever, like, I make sure, like, it's something I really want, and then, you know, I make sure that it's going to be good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually, like, when, if it comes to the Chinese food or it comes to the pizza, you know, we got our Old Faithful. So it's like you said, a very, very small chance that will ever be like, oh, that wasn't good. Like, I fucking, like, my cheat meal wound up being that and you didn't enjoy it. Like, oh my God, that would be the worst thing, right? Like, that's the worst thing in the fucking world. You know, but again, you know, like, if your cheat meal was bad, you know, fuck it. Do a workout and then get another one the next day.
So, you know, that's no. You can't be on that now. Fuck that. Oh, man. Can't be doing that now.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, so there's a little bit of truth to that. So I'll give you an example. My wife, like, she is a person who would rather eat than drink her calories. So if she has a bad, like, if it tastes bad, she's not going to eat it. So she'll just be like, all right, well, I'll find something, you know, in the refrigerator that's a little more healthier to eat. So she'll make a smoothie or something like that. And then she'll transfer her cheat meal to the next day. But the thing about a cheat meal that I had to learn, and I'm glad, again, shout out to G Money, is that on your cheat meal, that shouldn't be your rest day either. So your rest day and cheat meal shouldn't be on the same day, because it's actually going to be a little counterproductive. So now you're taking in these calories, you're not burning off. You know what I mean? And so that can really mess with people mentally, because they see the scale and they've gained maybe a pound or two or whatever. And it's like, man, like, or even 5 pounds, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what you ate. Because I know if I'm eating a double cheeseburger with bacon and all the fixing, it's likely a 5 pound, a 5 pound swing.
Yeah. That's why I told him, like, at the top of the show, bro, I was like, I fucking was 196 on Friday. And then I weighed in fucking Monday after that weekend at Chris's. That was 202.
Yeah. Yo, that's a fucking carbs.
That's a 6 pound fucking jump right there, you know, and just a span
of a few carbs, days. No working out, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, you did some push ups, but like, no cardio.
It's not, yada, yada. It wasn't a normal dude. Like, on a normal work day, bro, like, nothing competes because it's like I'm out of the house. So it was like, guys, like I told you earlier about me having to go to school and be in that school setting to make sure I do what I got to do. It's the same thing with this fucking workout thing. Like, if I'm at home on the weekends, I could push myself to do a workout or whatever, but it's not the fucking same like the weekday when I'm walking to work and then I go and fucking put my hour and a half in at the gym and then I'm walking home and then I might like, and I get other ancillary fucking little like things in, and then by the end of the day I'm looking at my fucking my counter and I'm like, holy shit, like the level of activity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get nowhere near that on a non-work fucking day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
That's mental shit, though, as well. Because, I mean, I know, like, it's like repetition, right? You get into a cycle of doing something like that. Like, if there's one benefit to my really fucky work hours, my work hours are weird as hell. But, like, if there's a benefit, is that, like, there's no real set day where I, like, I work out 5 days of the week. And I generally work out on these days, but like it's flexible. You know what I mean? If I'm particularly burned out one day, I'll take that day and work out the next day. Do you know what I mean? As long as I hit my like 5 days most weeks, I'm kind of good with it. And I don't like mentally, like I'm off. I've took a bit of time off work at the moment. But like I feel the same going into the gym as I do when I'm getting up in the morning and I'm working, you know, for the rest of the day. Like I see them as separate things, which is handy, like, because it's an easy thing to get into. But like speaking of mindset, right? Because this is a conversation. I know I brought this up with, I definitely talked to you about it, Eric. I text you about it. But like a thing that for me, right, I talked earlier about how when I was obese, you'd look in the mirror and it was easier to kind of bury yourself in the shit around you than it was to look at the work you had to be done, right? So like I'm look, we're fucking nerds. That's how we all know each other, right? We fucking love this shit.
Yeah.
And like for me, when I was like a kid and a teenager and all that, like I loved this stuff, but like it was never like all encompassing, right? You know what I mean? Whereas what happened was when I hit kind of my late teens and my early 20s, I would kind of bury myself in it because I knew there was something wrong. You know what I mean? I would try and work out and feel like shit and then eat a pizza, and to make myself feel better, I'd buy a fucking Marvel Legend. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, no, but it's like,
no, I get it.
No, it's like I buried myself in this stuff because it became not a hobby. It became a crutch, right? Yeah. I was going to say distraction, but like there's no harm in a distraction, right? You know, after a fucking stressful day of work, if fucking reading a Transformers comic puts you to sleep, fucking do it. Like, but it's like, it just became kind of like a way to bury myself. You know what I mean? And it's like, I wanted to see with you guys, because I know it was kind of similar for you, not to the same extent, but it was like video games for you, right?
Xbox.
When you're a teenager. Like, did you guys ever have that? Or is it something? Because I feel like, I'm not going to lie, I feel like it's something that there is, that you see in kind of like pop culture in general, right? Like amongst fandoms. I don't mean specifically anybody, it's not that, but I feel like there are people who bury themselves in this shit.
It's escapism.
In an unhealthy manner, nearly. You know? And I don't know, is that something you guys have ever dealt with or felt? Or
yeah. I never looked at it that way. Kind of like, you know, like looking at it like if like, damn, am I playing too much video games? Am I reading too many comic books? Like I never saw it. Like I look at it from that angle, like of being unhealthy or seeing it as like an escape for something. I'm like, man, this is just something I do, something I love. Like, you know what I'm saying? The action figure aspect, you know, it's just something I love. Like, as a kid, as you being younger, you know, and I can totally understand like cultures being different. Like my dad used to be on some shit like, yo, like, why are you spending your money on this shit? Like, that's fucking, you know, you spent $8 on that and that's 5 cents worth of plastic. Like, what are you doing? You know? But he was older, right? He doesn't understand. Like, this is something that's like bringing me like enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never saw it as an escape. Like, right? Like, cause I'm just like, shit, like life is life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started working, you know, started paying bills, you know, you start being an adult. And I had my ins and outs of this like geek life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't until like about 10 years ago, like 2012 or so, like where I kind of started dabbling back into the collection again. And I almost like when me and her met, like I wasn't collecting at that time when we first got together. So it was like she knew I was into like Marvel and like geek shit, but she didn't know like anything really like about the toys or whatever, right? So when I'm like, hey, like I saw like a Justice League set and I'm like, hey, like this looks kind of cool. Like I kind of want to get that. I was like, what do you think? And she was like, yeah, no problem. She didn't think nothing of it because she was like, oh, okay, yeah, he's a geek. That's something, you know, whatever. But what it's blown into is not anything like she's ever expected. And it's been there before. I used to fucking collect like a crazy amount before. She just never saw it because, like I said, I would have years, two, 3 years I'd be in it, and then 2-3 years I'd be out of it, just through the cycle of life of whatever was going on. But being like a part of the realm and fucking Instagram and fucking finding out about third party and then getting into all this podcasting shit and just like the group and the community in general, now it's like I haven't stepped out. Where normally if I got in for a couple of years by like 2012, let's say I got back in, which that's what happened, I would have been done by 2015. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then been doing something else. Okay. You know, so like in those aspects, it was always something that I was kind of always there, always loved it, always loved the genre, always collected the toys, even though I wasn't heavy at certain points, it would be like, oh, real life gets in the way. Something that's always been there, never saw it as like, man, I'm using this because I'm fucking. Like the way people use drugs, right? Because fucking life's so hard. And what am I dealing with? And listen, I smoke weed. I drink. If people don't know that, like, you know, I do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a functional adult. I fucking work. I'm a professional. I pay my bills. Like, I work out. I pay, you know, I live a life. Like, I don't let me smoking weed or doing whatever stop me from being like, well, you know what? I'm not going to go to work today because I want to stay home and smoke a blunt. Right. I'm not going to go to work today because I just want to stay home and play video games. Like, listen, sometimes we've done that, right? We're younger. Gears of War is coming out on Tuesday. Yeah. I'm out of work because I'm going out of work because I'm playing all day. We've done that, but not like I'm not going to work because for long periods of time, because of drugs, video games, toys, or whatever, and now I can't pay my bills, and now I'm a bum on the street. Never like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always been a healthy thing, I feel like. You know,
but that's what I mean. Just before you jump in, I've just got a sec. I want to make it perfectly clear in case we take it anyway. Look, I think the realm is fucking amazing. I don't say that lightly. It's fucking like-minded people fucking coming together, building the community, podcast, and all the shit that comes out of it. Like going over there for me especially, and for you as well, I'd imagine. Like, it's, I mean, we've talked about it. Like, it was such a moment for me because I knew, like, just meeting all these people I kind of knew tangentially from online or being on the ramble, like Bobby, who I knew, or like, I didn't know you two guys at all before Skullfest. And it's like, just to have everybody be that fucking welcoming and just that fucking cool. Like, it meant a lot. And again, I want to be perfectly clear. Like, there's no, like, you bury yourself, like, be is into this shit you want, you know? Like, I say that, like, I say this as I'm sitting with, like, two Detolfs and two cabinets behind me, you know? And I've been fiddling with Transformers this whole discussion. There's no harm in that shit. If you're happy with yourself and happy with your life, be into it as much as you want. I never get up every day and I'm like, am I fucking thinking about Star Wars too much? No, fuck that. I fucking like Star Wars. I don't give a shit.
Oh, you love it.
What I mean is, with me personally, period, when I wasn't, you know, when I was overweight, and it's nothing to do with the fact that I was overweight, right? It was, I knew I had to make a change, which in this case was about me being overweight. And I used this hobby as a way to bury myself, right? It's like a drug.
Yeah.
It's like smoking weed goes from a habit every once in a while to I'm smoking weed because I can't fucking go without it. And that's what it fucking was. That's what it became to me. Like, I had to step back from all this for a few months when I started. Like, I sold some things off just because I knew I had to get myself to a place where it wasn't a crutch.
Yeah.
I had a boatload of Marvel Legends, man. They're a fucking.
I sold all those shits, bro. I got the fever for them things like for like 2-3 months. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And
oh,
I sold
them all. Dude, Eric, you going on Marvel Legends, man, or are you like above that trash?
No, so I did at one point, but then I found out about Mafex and was like, what am I doing?
Oh, like, getting into the finer things and like.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of snob in me. Like, I had a lot of the X-Men waves. Shout out to Pinkerton. You know, he was selling them for a while, and I got a lot of the X-Men waves because I'm a huge X-Men fan, and that's all I wanted was just the X-Men waves. But, nah, man, I got out of those once I discovered Mafex, and I just used some of the Marvel Legends as filler pieces until, you know, a Mafex figure comes out. But, you know, to answer your question, though, Andy, I get where you're coming from. Like, people do kind of – like replace one thing with another, or kind of like a coping mechanism almost. Yes. Like they use those things as coping mechanisms. I can't necessarily say that was like toys was a replacement for my health. But I can say, like, during depressed times or times where I wasn't feeling too hot, like instead of dealing with what I was dealing with head on, I would go play with like a transformer and this and the other. And most of the time it's just like to kind of ease my mind until I was ready to deal with it. But sometimes you do find yourself escaping too much into the world of fantasy and toys, and not necessarily dealing with the issue at hand. So I can't say I've been guilty of that, but not when it comes down to fitness. Once I realized like I was just overweight, because honestly I couldn't see it. I'm 6'2" and I carry my weight a little different. But like I couldn't tell. And you know, this is no flex, but you know, my wife loved me, obviously, and, you know, it didn't stop people from flirting with me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you don't realize you have an issue until you look at yourself and it's like, oh, crap, I got the pasta belly. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here looking like a big bear and something's got to change. Like, you got these rolls and you're tired and your joints hurt. And then the doctor tells you now you got to get on these meds. That was like the wake up call for me. And I didn't have necessarily that replacement or coping mechanism that you have, but it is a real thing, Andy. I don't want you to think that you're out here alone. Yeah. There's some people who have it. I just didn't. I can't relate to it in that sense.
Yeah, for sure. And dude, like what Eric said, totally right. You know, like there's totally people that use whatever it is, toys, eating, you know, whatever it is, it would their escape into pop culture is definitely used as a crutch for a lot of people to just be like, oh, I'm not going to deal with the stresses of everyday life or whatever. But you said, I think you said it earlier, like it all comes down to mindset, like as well. Mm-hmm. My brother, man, he's heavy set. Like he's been on the podcast before. You've met him, Eric. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like G, you know what I'm saying? Like my brother, he's heavy set. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that motherfucker's got like a confidence I wish I had. I never had. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got such a swag to him. That it's like, like he was heavy, he was pulling bitches, as we used to say back in the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did not let that stop him. And I'm like, dude, like no. And he's like, he was just confident. Like, and he just talked. And it was like, he loved himself, essentially. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a hang up about how I look and my weight and this and that. Obviously, you guys do. Eric, you've had shit in the past. Like, we all had. Yep. And but to look at the contrast, I'm like, he's been heavy, but he's never been like, I'm not an ugly motherfucker or whatever. Like, he was just confident. He went out there, and that confidence that he had took him fucking far. Like, you know what I'm saying? It took him far, just having that confidence in himself and that love, that self-love. It wasn't like this, it wasn't self-loathing. It was self-love. Mm-hmm. Like, the dude was just like, I'm good. I'm chilling. I don't care if I'm fucking 300 pounds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm chilling. I'm doing whatever. Like, and he did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he's still like that now. I still wish sometimes I'm like that I had his swag, quote unquote swag. If I had that, I'd probably be in a lot different place and shit like that. But like, it is what it is. Like, right? Like, we're taking the steps to make ourselves feel better, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, man, like I say it, to her, I'm like, yo, you gotta love yourself, man. You gotta fucking love yourself at the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be happy with yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Andy, if you were whatever, how much you weighed when you were at your heaviest, you were not happy. You took the steps to change that. And now you're on that path to happiness. Are we ever going to be completely happy? Maybe we shouldn't be, right? Because that's what keeps us hungry. That's what's going to keep us going. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we've all come a long way to be like that. We should all be proud and stuff like that. You know, and like I said, you know, karma, fate, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that we got the chance to meet each other. Because again, yeah. as you said, yeah. I didn't know who you two guys were before Skullfest. Yeah. By chance, you guys were fucking there. You took a trip to America. However, you knew Bobby or were involved or whatever that you decided to take a trip to go there. We
pissed them off on Instagram, man. And that's how it
is. You know, like whatever it was, now we're here. We're fucking here, chilling, talking, enjoying a great friendship with each other. And we're going to continue to push each other towards greater things in the fucking future. Like, you know,
it's crazy you say that because, like, even just us talking, like dealing with the weight thing, like we both were able to motivate each other and we consistently would post like in our group. And look what came of that. Like, you know, Pinkerton promoted us both to being like mods and admins, you know what I mean, of the group. We didn't ask for that. Like, we were just doing our best to, first of all, be fit ourselves, then two, help each other, you know, because we made a pact, and then just help one other person, you know what I mean? Like, if what we can do can motivate and bring energy to at least one other person, then we know we've done a good job, man. And like, then that happened. And then, I mean, without that, honestly, we wouldn't have been able to continue to build this with Andy and Kieran. And now he's bringing more people into the fold. And I promise you guys, it's not a Ponzi scheme. I promise you, it's not a pyramid. I promise you that. But
you bring you two in, and you guys bring two, and you bring two.
The realm of Ponzi schemes, but yeah, man, like it just comes with being consistent, man, and just being who you are. And you know, out of coincidence, man, all this stuff just flourished, and I'm happy for it. I feel like I'm all the better for it because of you guys.
Yeah. I told them earlier, like meeting them at Bobby's and then them joining the group. Like I said, we were kind of keeping each other on point. But then, like I said, I was like, I'd have my days. I'd just be like, I'm not feeling it. It is what it is. Like, you know, it is what it is. But like, since these guys came in and like the energy from them, and then like now, like you see Joe Siren posting every day, right? Like, you know, Gregory Gaines not posting every day, but he was another one from that Skullfest event that kind of came into the group. And then it's like, there's like the energy is there. And now it's like, the push is fucking like really there. Like, dude, you know what it took before, guys? It took a fucking we do a competition where people putting money on the line because, you know, if somebody's going to win a few $100 or $1,000 at the end of the day, like, oh, that's motivation. Yep. Like, there ain't no money on the line. We're fucking motivating each other. Yep. And it's probably like the best it's ever been. Like, I'm the most motivated I've ever been. You know what I'm saying?
To be fair, also, we were also killing ourselves in that competition, right? Like, weren't doing the same things that we were doing now. We weren't doing it. In my opinion, I know I can speak for me, like, we weren't doing it the right way. You know what I mean? Like, some of us were starving ourselves. Like, some of us was going completely vegan. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, it was a lot. And there's nothing wrong with being vegan. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. But like, you know, people was doing anything to win.
Yo, like, seriously. Like, you know, and not really for the right reasons. Like, oh, we got money. Yeah, like, no, our fucking health. Yeah. It's our health. Mm-hmm. It's our health. That's the important thing. Like, you know, and I love it, man. Like, I love it. I love it. You know, it's a great fucking thing. I don't know if there's anything else you guys want to, you know, like add. I know it's getting a little late for you. If you want to continue, we can keep going. I'm just trying to be mindful of your time and stuff. But I really appreciate you guys joining the group. I'm really glad to have met you guys. Like, and Kieran, like, you're here now. Like, they haven't really gotten the chance to tell you that in person. I'm very, very happy to see you doing the things you're doing, you know. Thanks. And I love to see the progress and the progression. And I know I'm just going to be seeing more, you know what I'm saying? And seeing that is going to make me want to fucking do more and shit like that. Like, it's a fucking real thing, man. It's a real thing. It's tangible. You know what I'm saying? So I thank you guys, because I feel like besides like the gym being like right there at my work and it's convenient, if it wasn't for that too, like, I don't think I'd be as far along. You know what I'm saying?
We talk about that all the time.
It's that, but also like, it's you guys, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a push. It's a fucking push. I'm like, yo, I got to do this. Not just for me. Like, I'm doing it for me, but I know like we're all working hard, you know, and we're all lifting each other up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, if I feel like I'm slacking, like, you know, like, again, like Andy put that post last week and it fucking made me want to do the work when I was so ready to be like, nah, I'm not today. And I was like, no. Yep. And I did it. And you know, and I see you guys and it's like, that's what it does. It's
yeah,
it's
yeah, that made me put in an extra 20 minutes, bro. I was like,
it's a real positive energy, and I love it, man. I love it, and I'm super grateful for you guys. I'm so thankful to have met you guys and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Right back at YouTube, honestly, guys, man. As well. Yeah, because like for the longest time, like the thing is it's really been me, you, and Jason, right? Jason's just joined the group, right? Yeah. Jason, and it's like it was the three of us. But like it was basically just us, you know what I mean? Like we were our own motivation. I'd be fucking hitting him up like, man, I feel fucking fat today. I am 200 extra. And then he'd do the same with me, and then Jason would just be being psychopathic, just doing his thing because he's nuts. But like, and it's like what I loved about it is like what I really did. I certainly did not expect to meet a little shredded bastard from Skullfest. Like that's for sure. I did not. I didn't think it was impossible. I just wasn't expecting it at all. Like I was
right. It's not something you think about.
No, yeah. I remember I was sitting in the airport. We were flying back, right? And I, we were trying to eat healthy, right? Because this was the way back now. You know, cut was back on. So I was like, right, let's get some sushi. We're doing our calories. The next thing I seen, we've been invited to. I was like, oh man, they got a health and fitness group. I'm like, what's that about? Like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, no, but I feel like it's the first time I've really, I don't know, like put the world of like knowing you guys through the realm and through like nerd shit, right?
Yeah.
And then fitness together. Like it's fucking, it's great, man.
It's a good
combination. Yeah. It's a good combination, man. You know, it's a good, and I get my nerd rep in the gym now as well. I bought a Marvel tank top.
There you go.
No, but like I'm thinking all sorts of fucking twisted things. Like I'm like, give me a year now. When I'm fucking built in a year, like when I'm where Eric is in a year, give me a year. In a year, I'm gonna wear all sorts of fucking nerdy tank tops. I want like and shit like that. People ask me what that shit is, I'm like, there we go, you know what I mean?
Man, you start to realize like, oh man, I could wear a large shirt instead of an extra large. I mean, you're at the gym, you know what I'm saying? So like, you can just get it in, man. I think that is one of the biggest flexes, right? Like just your clothing difference, man, alone is one of the biggest flexes. Like, man, like the way it fits on you, the way you look at it. And I'm by nowhere where I want to be, but I'm super freaking proud of where I'm at. And that's what keeps me going. Like just knowing that this is where I was, this is where I am now. And the end game is in sight. Like just knowing where I want to be, like it's been crazy, man. It's been crazy. And Kieran, dude, like them freaking shoulders. I'm trying to get my shoulders like yours. Freaking traps banging.
Yeah, man. I like when Kieran's in the tank posting the pics and shit. I'm like, yo, this dude's arms are like just fucking brolic. I'm like, yo, I gotta work on my triceps or something. I gotta get my triceps bigger. Make it look like his.
I see his fucking traps in the gym, and I just want to put everything down and give up because I have no traps, right? He'll tell you, do I have traps, Kieran? I've basically got no fucking traps. I want the peaks of Mount Olympus underneath. I want fucking slopes, and he's walking.
Hey man, you got the cheat code over there though, man. That dude's going through
cheat. There isn't a cheat code. I said to him, like, how the fuck do I do it? And he's like, just
you got the cheat code. The guy who's doing the techniques, who's going through PT class, like everybody doesn't have the benefit of having a friend who's going through that type of training, man. Take advantage of it.
Tell him about the dumbbells. Tell him the dumbbell thing.
Which dumbbell
he's giving us hacks now lately, all his fucking PT inside shit.
Which dumbbell?
Crossing the dumbbells.
Oh, yeah, you got to safely cross them so don't go rolling on the floor, apparently. That's a thing. I don't know why.
Yeah, between your
sets. So they don't go tripping somebody up or something.
Yeah. I keep taking the piss out of him. Like, he's talking to me about techniques. He's like, you got to. And look, obviously I do, but he's like, you got to think about this shit. And I look at him, I'm like, man, do you think Ronnie Coleman thought about how to lift weights? No, he was born with a natural instinct. Like that's not true. That's not true. I'm just trolling.
Andy, I love what you said though, and I think that brings the conversation full circle, and we could probably wrap on it. Using the hobby, food, whatever, as a crutch. never thinking that your hobby and fitness could be something used towards positivity, towards moving your life forward, right? And it can be, totally can be. And and it is true, right? The stereotype of, you know, the fat fucking nerd living in his mom's basement type shit. Like, we all break the mold of that stereotype. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
breaking the mold.
You know what I'm saying? So, cheap plug. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a great thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it just shows, like, you know, there's not that one type of nerd. Like, when you hear nerd, you might think one way. The world's changed. It's different. Mm-hmm. I think, and I think we're all like proving that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, it's a great thing. And so let's just continue to, you know, push each other. Let's get together again. You know what I'm saying? And in a not too distant future, continue to, you know, discuss what we're doing here. Motivate others to make better choices in their lives and move their lives forward. You know what I'm saying? So they could, you know, be healthier for themselves and their families and stuff like that. Yep. Ultimately, that's what it's all about, man. It's just being healthy and being able to enjoy life at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Before we wrap up for the evening, I want to thank Andy and Karen, Eric, for hopping on. Before we sign off, just let the people out there listening know where they can find you on social media. Karen, I'll start with you, bro.
You find me at Kieran Amahani 117 on Insta, man. That's my shout out. Boom.
All right. Short, sweet. All right, Andy.
Yeah, you ain't fucking getting me. No one's getting my social media, man. Y'all fuck off, man. No, they're not getting my social media. You guys have my social media. I don't want any fucking incel fuckers listening to this shit. Fucking follow.
We already put it out there last
year. I put it out there already.
that's no slate to your fucking audience. I'm only winding you up. Nah, I mean, listen, if you're about my age and you have like dyed hair, if you're like an edgy woman, you know, feel free to find me on Tinder. You can swipe right, you know. I'll talk to you. I'll get you. You might even get to Snapchat if you're lucky. That's where you're finding me, man. I'll pass that to you, Eric. I'm done.
Oh, this guy. Well, you can find me, your boy Eric B, in your Facebook groups under Eric Burgess. That is my full name. Yes, that's my government. You can also find me every now and then on the Right Out the Box show on the Realm of Collectors YouTube network, where we do a show occasionally. It's not consistent, but we do have a blast when we do it. That is Dust, Derek B, myself, Jose, as well as Brian Brink every now and then, and Robert G. And then you can also find me on Instagram, Mr_EW82. That is primarily my toy photography. And last but not least, you can find me and my wife, our board, Steady Putting in Work for Kennedy's Village. That is a sickle cell disease foundation where we do our best to bridge the gap between sickle cell research and care. Occasionally, we do fundraisers, like raffles for toy stuff and stuff like that. So make sure you keep an eye out on that. Subscribe to all our socials to find that information there. And yeah, that's me. What about you, Hurricane BX?
Thank you, guys. Everybody hopefully knows Hurricane BX on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you want to see more of the real life stuff, you can follow me at Diaz4Fitness, also on Instagram. Enter the Realm on Mondays, Breaking the Mold on Tuesdays, and of course, Verbally Challenged with Hurricane BX on all audio platforms that you're listening on right now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. So once again, thank you guys. We'll be back really soon. The Pod of Fitness and a whole lot more. Always love talking to you guys. It's always a good time. We'll be back soon with a new episode. So until then, take care, stay safe, and peace out.
Peace.